Concert Hall, presenting two fine artists, Lawrence Melchior, Metropolitan Tenor, and Fritz Kreisler, internationally famous violinist. As usual, your Concert Hall host, Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you. I don't think we've ever had two more distinguished persons on Concert Hall than we have today. Mr. Lawrence Melchior, tenor, and Mr. Fritz Kreisler, violinist. To say we're in for a musical treat would be the understatement of the week. I'm not going to extol the virtues of either artist, for their past performances speak for themselves. Mr. Kreisler will open the program with one of his own compositions. From his concerto in C, Fritz Kreisler will play the second and third movements, which have been described by musical commentators as being in the style of Vivaldi. And now, Mr. Kreisler.
Thank you.
Mr. Kreisler now turns to the great Russian composer Rachmaninoff and gives us a violin adaptation of his famous prelude in G minor. Mr. Kreisler. In the first half of Concert Hall, Fritz Kreisler fulfills a request from a sergeant in the occupation forces in Germany. We are to hear Mr. Kreisler in his famous Liebeslied.
Thank you.
We come now to the second half of Concert Hall, in which we are to hear the great Metropolitan tenor, Lawrence Melchior. Mr. Melchior turns to the famous Italian composer Puccini from the opera La Tosca. We are to hear the beautiful aria Recondito Armonia. Mr. Melchior. From the Danish tales of heroism, Mr. Melchior selects his next song. This one is the dynamic and colorful Hunter's Song. Lawrence Melchior.
Ich schwinge mein Verhestenklall, nur Jäger ohne Klinger, innen und auf Drostenskall, ich kenne den Skorbensprenger. Ich kenne den Skorbensprenger. Och sal min älskade höjd på gren, och sprang hon genom skåren. Som hinnen över stock och sten, där blev jag först på våren, på våren, på våren. Jag tvingar mig på hästen kall, och jägerhånet klingar. Och hinnen under drosseln skall, i genom skåren springer. I genom skåren springer. Och sal min äldste höjd på gren, och sprang hon genom skåren. Som hinnen över stock och sten, där blev jag först på våren, på våren, på våren.
A program of songs by Lawrence Melchior would be incomplete unless he sang the immortal prize song from Die Meistersinger by Richard Wagner. Here he is with Walter's prize song, Mr. Melchior.
Thank you.
Conclude his portion of the program, Mr. Lawrence Melchior sings the ever-popular Schubert Serenade.
Underneath your window waiting, love has led me dear. In their nest, their birds are mating. Love, oh, can't you hear? On my lips, a song is yawning. Why are we apart? Why are we apart? In my soul, a passion's burning, all for thee, dear heart, all for thee, dear heart. Bright and pale, the stars are gleaming from the heavens above. Hark, O heart, awake from thy dreaming, wake, awake to love. Canst thou hear me softly paining? Answer to my call, answer to my call. Heed me while the stars are shining. Come and be my all. Come and be my all. Past the shades of night are falling. Soon the day will end. Hear the song my heart is calling. Love for you and me, love for you and me, for you and me.
Thank you, Lawrence Melchior. We surely have enjoyed this group of songs, and our thanks also go to Fritz Kreisler for his contribution to the first half of the program. Concert Hall has featured two of the finest artists in the musical world today. We are glad to have them sign our guest book and look forward to their return at an early date. Every number on this program was a request from overseas, from members of the United States Armed Forces. We shall be happy to include your request on a future program. Until the next time, this is Lionel Barrymore wishing you the best of everything and saying goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Barrymore. Remember, Mr. Barrymore is waiting to hear from you and to include your request on a future program. Another visit to Concert Hall next week on this same station. We hope you'll be listening. Address your letters to Lionel Barrymore, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.